This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The morning, the evening, the afternoons are all filled with discussion about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts for the week of June 27th, the 1st of July, are the focus. Here is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to, among other things, give us the list, the official list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that are associated with those stories that have been, according to the research of Talkers Magazine, on top of people's minds and conversationally on the top of the heap. How's that for, you like that for an introduction?
And the tips of their tongues.
Yes. The top of the heap and the tips of their tongues. There, that's right. Good alliteration. Teeth, yeah. Tongue, tugs, yeah, okay, say
lots
that.
Lots of T's.
So. Lots of T's. All right, then we're teasing. Well, we're teasing this T-E-A-S-E for the list, the story.
Talk about wordplay. Wow.
Yes. All right.
So here we are, halfway through the year.
Isn't it amazing? Going gosh.
July now looms ahead, and Independence Day weekend. And soda, pretzels, and beer. Do you remember that?
And roll out the crazy, crazy, crazy days of summer. Yep.
So wait,
who sang that? Do you remember who sang that song?
Nat King Cole.
That's it. Yep, that's right. Yep.
I still listen to it every day. It's my favorite song.
Good for you. All right, so Chris, that's a word. We're going to be on the air on July 4th on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So that would be one of the songs of many summer songs that we would introduce to people who want to get rallying around the barbecue or do whatever it is. Of course, everybody goes out and salutes the flag on the 4th of July, right?
Yep.
We've got that in there.
Well, it's part of the deal. It's part of the deal, you know, part of the whole thing. But one thing we don't have an abundance of fireworks. We have fireworks aplenty in terms of the news.
Right.
But there's a fireworks shortage that is China's fault, and they supposedly invented fireworks, and they can't even provide us with enough to get through our holiday.
Another thing that Americans should take back. We are when you go by, what's that, south of the border, right? When you're driving down toward Florida along 95, you see all those signs for the guy with the Mexican hat on. And that's
lovely,
where you get your
lovely
fireworks.
Lovely place.
Oh, yeah, fabulous, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, they have restrooms.
Yeah. It's good. You have to stop and rest. Go ahead, please.
Okay, number 10, big tech, social media, climate change, and Independence Day. We've got four of them at number 10. At number 9, immigration. At number 8, race relations. At number 7, COVID-19. At number 6, Russia-Ukraine war tied with NATO and foreign affairs. Crime and guns at number 5. Abortion rights at number 4. Number 3, the economy. Number 2, partisan politics and primaries, and number 1, the January 6th hearings. And I want to say the Supreme Court's fingerprints are all over the chart this week.
Everywhere.
Almost every story has some type of a... We were debating whether to make the Supreme Court rulings a topic of its own, but they were involved in every other topic, so we just let it be that way. But this was definitely, you know, the Supreme's biggest hits. At number 10...
And if it wasn't, then it's January 6th.
The People Survey, we have Elon Musk at 10, Fauci at 9, Vladimir Putin at 8, number 7, Clarence Thomas, a candidate in the Illinois primary, Darren Bailey at number 6, Ron DeSantis is at 5, at number 4, Liz Cheney and Mark Meadows are tied, Donald Trump is at 3, Cassidy Hutchison is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. It was a crazy, crazy, crazy week.
Have you ever heard of Cassidy Hutchison before this week?
I was one of her biggest fans. I'm the president of the Massachusetts Cassidy Hutchison.
Yeah.
No, I never had heard of her before. Isn't it funny how
things like that happen.
Yep. And now it's coming out as those people who are trying to discredit her give testimony as to whether she has, you can't believe her, look at what happened to her. Apparently somebody working with Mark Meadows threatened her when they found out she was going to testify, which came kind of late in the day before, because it was a big secret, right? A big surprise. We're going to have a special hearing for January 6th, so you'll hear the story behind the story from somebody who was actually there. So I thought she was pretty credible myself, but how do you judge? That's a great conversation to have, isn't it? How do you judge somebody's credibility? And then they say, well, we only have one person. We need another person to tell the same story to corroborate her story. So what's to keep somebody from making up the same story? If in fact it's mad, I can believe pretty much it's not beyond the realm of possibility to think that Trump threw plates against the wall or threw stuff across the room or heaved chairs at people. I can believe that, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, Hillary used to do that, according to reports.
Yes, she did.
She threw things at the president.
Right. When he was the president.
Yeah,
she could have been charged with a crime. She could have gone right to jail.
Yeah.
So, anyway, she was warned a couple of times, apparently, before her deposition. So, what's the threat? What do you do? What do you say to somebody? You'll never get a job again in this city? Whereas, look out, somebody's going to find you, bring you down a dark alley some night. Is it that bad? Or the Trump? I mean, the things she said about Trump were pretty startling, I thought. Didn't you?
Well, I guess so. I mean, there's nothing that really surprised me. Were you surprised?
No, not at all. As
it's
I really said, worried. I think
so
capable of all that stuff.
It's startling in a general sense, but
yeah.
None of this is really startling. I mean, it takes a lot to startle anybody anymore.
That's
one of the problems. So we're becoming numb to startlation. Is there a word such as startlation?
I love that. It was startlation.
Right.
I know.
It's crazy. We the state of American politics is just so downright ugly.
And, sure is.
And it's just a shame. It's
how does it get? Oh, can we dig ourselves out? Number two this week on the story list, as you heard Michael say, is the situation with the political realities. Primaries are continuing on. And is it a Trump person or not a Trump person? Can I vote for him because Trump supports him? How ridiculous is that? Really and truly.
It's not accurate pollstering. People are keeping track of how well his endorsed candidates are, but something like 42 of his endorsed candidates aren't running against anybody or are incumbents that are very popular. It just doesn't mean anything, but we're so hung up on something to talk about and some type of polls. But there's no question that the combination of the primaries and the January 6 hearings, according to our research of conservative talk show hosts, they're definitely creating a crack in the solidity and the hold that Trump has had as the clear-cut GOP kingmaker and standard-bearer for 2024. And I'm sure Ron DeSantis is celebrating each and every word that came out of Hutchinson's mouth.
I think she's... This has nothing to do with anything, and maybe people say, you're sexist. I thought she's quite attractive, and maybe that's why I paid more attention to what she said. Isn't that interesting how that works?
Very interesting, Doug.
Yeah, I used to say that about Sarah Palin, too, and look what that got me.
Just open your mouth real wide.
Thank you. Stick my foot right in it. Yes, of course. Speaking of DeSantis, apparently... I was talking to a couple of talk hosts from Florida who are suggesting that DeSantis is becoming more of a powerhouse, even though he still trails Trump a little bit, but the polls are suggesting that he's moving up the ladder. So what do you think about that? He's number five on the people list this week.
Yeah, well, I said that before, that Ron DeSantis is emerging as a viable alternative to Donald Trump within the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have a real good handle on what's going on because we've talked to the talk show hosts.
Yep.
And conservative talk show hosts have enormous power when it comes to what goes on in the Republican Party, particularly during the primaries. And remember, there's going to be primaries and there's going to be a whole election campaign before 2024. Right now we're dealing with the midterms. When we get to 2023 and 2024, talk show hosts are going to have a lot to say. And the conservative talk show hosts that we talk to, and it's just about all of them, are indicating both publicly and privately that they see this latest chapter of events as freeing them to be able to have internal debates about the future of the Republican Party and Trump and the American conservative movement.
Which about time.
I think it's very healthy, don't you?
Yeah, of course it is. It's time. And speaking of time, 16 past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. I'm going to talk for a moment, if I may, about a company called Term Provider. Term Provider is the easy way to buy life insurance these days. You can protect your family, you get peace of mind. So let's say you're sick, you got high blood pressure, you got diabetes, it doesn't make any difference. These people are not worried about that. A Term Provider, they will shop for you. They'll go to all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do it, and you get the best possible rates no matter what it is that's going on in your body and in your life. So take it from me. Call Term Provider. Their number is 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. Term Provider. Help lots of people just like you get term insurance. No matter if you have diabetes, you're porky, you're whatever it is that's a problem in your life health-wise, still call them. 800-333-1750 is the number in there. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life coverage, less than $200 a month. Term Provider, that's the way to go. Get affordable life insurance by calling 800-333-1750.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
Your friends will love this refreshing sparkling wine.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing too.
Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. With the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Are you looking for an escape? An immersive getaway? There's a place for all your wildest dreams. Perhaps you enjoy rapping along to Paperboy. Or you believe that blessed be the fruit. Or you dream of yelling, huzzah! So whether you're sworn to Team Kim or you just want a mystery murder, there's a place for you. From Atlanta to Only Murders in the Building to The Kardashians and more, it's all on Hulu. Check into your obsessions. Hulu subscription required. Terms apply. Visit Hulu.com for plan details.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you have a small business, let Staples be your shipping partner.
I'm generating orders 24/7. I don't have time to ship them, too.
Staples has it covered.
A one-stop shipping solution for a business that works nonstop.
Shipping materials that aren't one-size-fits-all.
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. And this week, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
It's the continuation of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. There he is, the big voice of the house. Crank it up.
Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yeah.
You tripped over each other. What's going on?
That was bad.
How did that happen?
That's very unprofessional of me to do that.
Get rid of that guy. It's his fault, not yours.
Yeah, always. Okay, I remember that. All right. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen. So we were talking off the air about libertarianism. Libertarian, yeah, I think there's an E in there somewhere. Being a libertarian, because I kind of am and have been since I thought the Republicans were useless, and that started, let's see, the last Republican I voted for enthusiastically was George Bush, the old man. And I didn't vote for him the second time because he didn't tell the truth about taxes. I'm sure there were probably other things he didn't tell the truth about, but I didn't pay any attention to that because for me, taxes are kind of the number one issue. So anyway, I've voted for lots of libertarians, and you remember some of them, and I remember some of them, and they never seem to get quite they don't get the traction because they don't get any airtime, they don't get any attention. Many of them are quite well-spoken. I'm trying to remember the fella's name that I voted for when in 2000, or what is 1990, well, 2000, when George Bush was running, Harry Brown just came to me. You remember Harry Brown?
Yeah,
he came to our conventions.
Harry Brown was a nice guy. Very, very plugged in. Another guy was Andre Moreau. I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah, wasn't Gary Nolan, who's doing a talk show again now? He was a talk show host. He ran. Remember him?
I don't know if he ran for president. I don't know if he was I think he might have been vice president.
Was he?
I don't remember Gary. Gary's still out there on the radio.
He is.
He's a libertarian.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, libertarianism is an interesting strain of American political thought, and sometimes it feels very appropriate, and sometimes it feels very unrealistic. It's based on the premise that people are basically good and intelligent.
So, that's me. I believe in the best in people. Okay, so Howard Stern, we might as well drop this one into the conversation. Howard Stern, as a libertarian, says, I want to run for president to make the country fair again. He and Robin Quivers on their program, which is aired every day on the SM satellite, SM XXM, and whatever it is, Sirius XM, that's what it is. They have shows there. They have a channel devoted to Howard. He has a huge following. Millions and millions of Americans know him. And remember when he was a serious candidate for the governor of New York? And the poll showed he would have won if he'd have kept going.
I didn't remember that. I remember he ran. I didn't know he was a serious candidate or the
person
that he would have won. That's
Well, he didn't want to. I remember him saying he didn't want to have people see his tax returns, so that's why he decided not to run.
See, even though have learned from President
Trump. Yeah, you don't have to. Know. Right, exactly. Yeah, right. Now, maybe that's what he's thinking now, because Trump never let anybody see his tax returns. So, Howard, you don't have to.
Trump was a great trailblazer and an inspiration to those who want to bend the rules.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are so many characters. This would make the race interesting. Cuomo was on Howard Stern's program, the former governor. Which former? That's right, too. All right. The father or the son? I believe it was the current former governor said, if
the
I wasn't governor.
The current former governor.
The current former governor. Right. That's how that works.
I'm sorry. I'm just.
No, it's good. Right.
The words.
He said to Howard Stern, I think it was this past week, if I hadn't been governor of New York, he's talking about Trump, I would have decked him. So there you go. It's politics at its finest, folks. And you hear it all here.
Well, I mean, Harry Truman once said his daughter, Margaret Truman, was a concert pianist, and she received a terrible review by a major critic. And Harry Truman said,
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You probably know Progressive Insurance for insuring your home and auto. You may know Flo and Dr. Rick. But what you may not know is that Progressive helps employees support over 3,800 charitable organizations annually. Because we're committed to helping our employees, and our employees are committed to helping others. Anyway, we just wanted to share. We were a little too proud of it to keep it to ourselves. And if you already knew all of this about us, you've either heard this radio spot before or just randomly know a lot about Progressive. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, based on data from May 2020 through April 2021.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two-time U.S. Olympic basketball gold medalist Brittany Griner arrived in a court near Moscow on Friday wearing a Jimi Hendrix T-shirt. Her trial starts today after Russian officials claim she had cannabis oil in her luggage in February. Griner could face 10 years in prison. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reiterated that Griner is wrongfully detained, but would not disclose what has been done to secure her release. Aaron Solomon is the founder of Legal X, the world's first legal technology group. He was on Fox Live and says this will not end well for Griner.
Is essentially it's the judge reciting a bunch of facts to get them into the record. In fact, the judge is going to do more work than the prosecution. The end result will absolutely be Brittany Griner being found guilty of all of the charges.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Republican Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona is part of the Border Caucus. He tells Newsmax immigration numbers will grow exponentially now that the Supreme Court has ruled that the Remain in Mexico policy may expire. This and President Biden's open border policy will do very little to stop illegal immigration.
These cartels are, and human smugglers, they're very sophisticated. They advertise, and this is going to go out like a wildfire through the human smuggling and trafficking environment. And you're going to see an increase because people will say, well, we don't have to wait anymore. The Biden administration had already emasculated, so the actual practical effect will be almost nil. But the deterrence effect was so important because people thought, well, they might still be stuck in Mexico because Biden was, last month he did 1,600 people under MPP. So I think what's going to happen is you're going to see an acceleration, almost like if you got rid of Title 42, maybe not as dramatic as Title 42 when and if that goes away, but it will be an acceleration of people coming to the border because that will be a new advertising point, marketing point for these very sophisticated human traffickers that we call cartels.
The U.S. Marshal's Office is reporting the woman suspected of fatally shooting an elite cyclist, Anna Wilson, in Texas, because of a love triangle, has been captured in Costa Rica. Caitlin Marie Armstrong was found Wednesday at a hostel in Santa Teresa Beach. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Coast to coast, border to border, sea to shining sea, and actually all over the world, you can hear the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week. I feel like Casey Kasem on great radio stations, and I just my list of radio stations just fell on the floor. So great radio stations, I'll end it at that. And also on, you can hear it at Doug Stephan. You can go to the Good Day download or the Good Day website, gooddayshow.com, or Doug Stephan Networks, or talkers.com for the list, the stories, if you will, and the people every week. So I'm going to tie two of the stories together here, Michael, for your comment. Number 5 is a focus on guns. Number 8 is a focus on race relations. And I'm going to point you in the direction of Savannah, Georgia, where this week religious leaders in the city called on the police chief to resign and called in the feds because of a local officer-involved shooting. Actually, there were a couple of them, and the story of a white policeman shooting a black man once again surfaces. And here we go again with this thing. Apparently, the fellow who was shot, a fellow named Saudi Aria Lee of Savannah, lived in some neighborhood where there's a lot of violence, et cetera, et cetera. So the bottom line here is, they could tell the story, but the continuing focus on guns and police and black people, this is something that no matter what else is going on, it seems to be a continuum. Like January 6th will come and go. The discussion of what the Supreme Court has done, you know, it'll be around for a while, but it'll come and go. And I don't think there's anything that's been more consistent in the years that we've been doing this program, you and I, as to the discussion. At some point in time, it always comes back to the surface. Guns, 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 and race relations. So are we growing as a society? When you look at these things, I think you could easily conclude, no. Not in this area. What do you think?
Well, at least we're talking about it. At least we're talking about our problems. And, yeah. You know, the First Amendment hopefully is alive and well. And talk radio is a great forum for that. But race relations have been an issue in America since its founding. It's an issue since we started the country.
Why?
Before the Civil War.
Yeah, but why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's, I guess, human nature. And we wrestled with our human nature, our DNA. We wrestle with these things that are deeply within our character and our nature as human beings. This is not just America. Race relations and ethnicity and genocide and war and prejudice don't only exist in America. It's just that we're here and we're a nation dedicated to becoming a more perfect union. And
we are.
On the way toward becoming a more perfect union, we have to deal with a hell of a lot of imperfections. If we're in a place that didn't give a damn about being a more perfect union, we wouldn't be talking about it. But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Mm. I love all these other countries around the world that point the finger at America. Oh, you've got, you know, human rights.
You've got your troubles.
You've got race relations problems. Like, they don't.
Yeah. How dare you talk to us about our problems when you have so many problems at home? Yeah. You hear that all the time.
Yeah. So it's hypocrisy. It's BS.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But as far as guns, we are a violent country. We are. We love violence. We're like a warmonging country. Whether we do it for right or wrong is not the issue. We are a militaristic country. Look at every public monument, it celebrates war and victories. Look at every parade on every holiday.
It's 4th of July, saluting the people in World War II.
Militarism is in our blood. And I'm not saying that as a pejorative. I'm not knocking it. I'm just observing it. Because militarism is important. Because if you don't have it, you're going to be eaten by your enemies. You know, it's a junk.
So why are we eating? Why are we allowing? This is number six this week. The war. Why are we allowing this war to continue? If in fact that's true, unless the military-industrial complex is more important than anything else,
why are we allowing it to continue?
Yeah. Why haven't we shot Putin? Why haven't we sent the Delta Force or the SEALs to Moscow to shoot Putin? They could get in and out. Nobody knows them.
Well, maybe you should be president.
Use some Russian ammunition so it looked like Russian soldiers shot him. They can do that. They can find that stuff.
You mean a false flag?
Whatever. Just kill the guy and get him out of the way so we don't have all this. This week he's kind of gone back on the public circuit, kind of smug. Talking about his accomplishments in Ukraine and how we're not going to let anybody push us around, huh?
Well, he's been wearing them down. He has been. He's winning the war. I mean, we want to talk about him.
The PR war. Yeah.
No, he's winning the war. They control about 20% of Ukraine. What, you think that Russia's going to lose the war? You think Ukraine is going to win the war?
No, I don't think anybody's going to win it. I think everybody's going to lose it.
Nobody wins any war. But the fact of the matter is it's complicated. And do you think that if we went and shot Putin that would end the problem?
No, but it would end the war. You wouldn't end the problem, but it would end the war.
Don't be so sure of that. It could. And no one would know it was the United States that did it. And the remaining Politburo and the people that run Russia would just say, okay, we got rid of the guy. Now let's become Italy. I mean, what are you kidding me, Doug? It's not that easily solved.
What are you kidding me, Doug?
Well, I mean, you're on the radio saying
I am.
We should send a SEAL team
yes.
and kill a guy.
Correct.
I mean, that's what I said.
We did that in case the remembrance of Osama bin Laden comes to mind and how this exact scenario just painted was produced. They swooped in, killed him, got him, and dumped him over the Pacific Ocean. That was, as far as I'm concerned, that's what ought to happen to Putin. Same thing.
Right. I'm not saying you don't have the right to say that.
I know you don't. Yeah.
I don't know that that would be as easy a remedy. I don't know if killing Osama bin Laden was a remedy to anything.
Well, it made people feel good. That's all.
Most of everything happening politically is designed to make people feel good. Do you think that Joe Biden's tax holiday for 3 months on gas is going to have any impact on inflation whatsoever?
Yeah, not
it comes
whatsoever.
Out to about $25 a family.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think that all of those stipends, that money that they passed around that added up to trillions back when the pandemic hit, had any impact on the economy? It just made people feel, oh, look at this. I got a check for $1,200.
Here we go.
You think $1,200 makes a damn bit of difference in somebody's life in terms of the big picture of their
But you
wealth?
See, people are thinking only of themselves in a small, narrow way. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, announced this past week the very same thing. We're going to give everybody $1,200 to help you pay for groceries and for gasoline. Comes
it's
out of the state treasury.
It's cosmetic
posturing.
Of course it is. It's,
right. I'm running for re-election. Vote for me, and here's your check. Yeah.
Right.
Right. That reminds me. Remember when Trump sent there was a whole, during the pandemic, whole big controversy because a lot of the checks that went out were under the guise of Trump sending you money,
well,
and there was a letter.
He signed them.
Right.
But I think Trump's shining moment, and it's indicative of this, is when he went to Puerto Rico after that place suffered a devastation, and he was throwing out paper towels to people like they were mm-hmm. seals getting fish.
Yeah. Right. Amazing. All right, we continue. Michael Harrison is here from Talk. We'll find out who the MH interview is, among other things. And it's a good one. This is the one coming up that we'll talk about. I want to give a little more time to your conversation with Bo Snerdly in a matter of moments here. 43 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. We're talking about July 4th because it is the July 4th weekend. A lot of barbecuing, a lot of eating some more. And then let's have some more, because it isn't just on the 4th. There are cookouts on Saturday, cookouts on Sunday, cookouts on Monday. And you're going to stuff your face. I know you are. So you'll put on a couple of pounds, and you'll look in the mirror on Tuesday and say, uh-oh, what do I do now? So I'm going to send you to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for not only healthy weight loss, but for keeping the weight off. Once you lose the weight, biggest problem everybody has is losing it and then keeping it off. So don't let your weight become a problem. Go to toploss.com. Look at all the testimonials that are there. Try the product. It's no risk because it doesn't work. Get your money back. But it works for 86% of the people that use it. So, I mean, you don't stay in business for 25 years. The product doesn't work. Check it all out. Go to toploss.com. There is a fabulous, this is sort of in honor of the 4th of July and summertime. You can get 30. You'll get an equal number of free months. Each jar, each bottle is good for a 1 month treatment, if you will. And you can get as many as you want and get the duplicate. So maybe you've got somebody else in your family you want to help, do it now. And use the discount code Doug for free shipping as well. That's at toploss.com. Success with weight loss and keeping it off. Toploss.com for Calitrin.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Calling all dinosaur fans. Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
All right, 46 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison does an interview every week. You can find it at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. It's a podcast. This week, he has the famous, I don't think he's infamous, I think he's just famous for his connection. I've heard he's a good guy. I don't know him, never met him, but what's the scoop? What'd you get out of him?
Well, first of all, let's tell who he is. It's Bill Sturgley, a.k.a. James Golden. For 30 years, he served as the producer of the Rush Limbaugh show, and now he does a show every day on WABC in New York of his own, and he has a history that goes all the way back to the Music Top 40 days. He's like a radio renaissance man.
Yeah, he's a radio guy.
African-American, conservative, his own conservative take, though, and it's a fascinating conversation, a deep dive into the Rush Limbaugh show and his life and what he's doing now, and it's one of the best interviews we've done on the Michael Harrison interview, MHinterview.com, folks.
So give us one tidbit that we didn't know about Limbaugh from that. Can you give us one little tidbit of about Limbaugh's personality? Obviously, because Limbaugh was in charge, he must have gotten along with him famously, because he wouldn't have lasted 5 seconds if Limbaugh didn't like him and enjoy. I mean, he was a huge help to Limbaugh in reality in many ways.
Yeah, but I can't assume what people know or don't know about Limbaugh, but what I found very interesting was that Limbaugh was extremely brave and matter-of-fact when he told his staff that he basically had terminal cancer. And they all freaked out. But he was cool, calm, collected about it, very, very factual. And he loved radio so much that right to the very end, even though he was clearly dying on his last legs, he still came to the studio and did the show to his last breath.
Yep. Yeah. He was on the week or two before he died.
Yeah.
And I remember the day, I wonder what he thought of the day his wife came into the studio when he died that morning. The show starts at noontime, and his wife showed up and said, "My husband's dead."
Yeah.
That's kind of been. I even got chills when I heard real life trauma.
Golden is an interesting character because he crosses over many expected boundaries,
taboos,
and as a result, I think that he, in his own right, is a great radio presence, and I'm glad we had a chance to talk.
Well, and he's got himself on the station. WABC has come back a long ways under the new ownership. It's a New York City station, and it sounds like the characters that are on there are all real New Yorkers. And it's worked for this guy that Cassavetes, who bought the station. It's worked. It's an interesting example of how it works. Michael Harrison, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This could be the theme to any number of movies like The Rock. It sounds like the theme to The Rock, but it's not. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments for Friday, the 1st of July. We're going to talk about what you can go see to stay cool this weekend at the theaters. If you're going to a barbecue and you're sweating, everybody, let's jump in the car and go to the movies. All right, so that was the theme from Terminator. Was it 1, 2, 3, 4, or are they all the same?
Pretty much the same. I think reason we play that is today in movie history, July 1st, Doug, 1991, Terminator 2, Judgment Day hit theaters. It was a very good movie, a crowd pleaser, a big film that broke ground in special effects, directed by James Cameron, who really solidified himself as one of the best directors of this generation. He's the guy who did Aliens, The Abyss, True Lies, Titanic, Avatar. He's coming out with Avatar 2, 3, 4, 5, and Forever, starting this Christmas. But this was a terrific audience-pleasing blockbuster, Terminator 2, released this day, July 1st, 1991, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton.
Yes, Linda. Yep. All right, thank you. All right, so I said what I did about Terminator versus Transformer because I have come across a statement from Stephen King, who apparently did not like Transformers, and he said it was the only movie he's ever walked out on
really?
In response to a tweet from, let's see, this is Linwood, I don't know who this is, Linwood Barclay. Maybe he's the one that wrote Jurassic, is he the author of Jurassic, the Jurassic Park stories?
Michael Crichton.
Crichton is, yes. I don't know what this guy. Anyway, so Linwood Barkley was on Twitter this week to express his disappointment with the Jurassic World Dominion movie, is saying he walked out, first movie I walked out on in years, and so King tweeted, I walked out on only one movie as an adult, and it was Transformers.
I actually liked the first Transformers directed by Michael Bay. I think all the other sequels were so-so at best. In terms of the Terminator franchise, the first two were great. I liked three. The rest of them, And, the thing is, when you hit the pinnacle of a movie like Terminator 2, same with Aliens, directed by James Cameron, everything after, you're not going to equal it. So it's tough sledding trying to keep those type franchise properties going. Same with this latest Jurassic World movie. I just think the original Jurassic Park is such a classic, and Jurassic World in 2015 is really good because it captures a lot of the awe from the first film because it's a theme park opening. So that is a concept you just can't do each film, and they're regurgitating a lot of ideas that I think are pretty much not that interesting anymore. But I know they'll keep that franchise going somehow, Universal, because it's going to make $1 billion worldwide, so you'll see another one, no doubt.
Not the end of the era, for example. Here's another one, a remake of Hocus Pocus, Hocus Pocus 2.
It's a sequel. It's a sequel that's going to premiere this holiday season, I believe October, on Disney Plus. They just released a coming attraction trailer. I didn't watch it, but the original cast is all back. It should do very, very well for Disney Plus, but it should be released in theaters, Doug.
Why do people like these kind of movies? What is there about these?
Well, it has a following. It has a following, and like Top Gun, when movies create followings and you do another one, you know, 30 years later, you're going to have some interest. And if it's good, you'll have a lot of interest, which is the case with Top Gun Maverick.
All right, so what's coming out this weekend? What are your predictions for this weekend? We won't know what the final box office total is really until Tuesday.
Well, there's the animated Minions. It's, I think, the fourth entry in that animated kids series. Expected to do very well. It should be number one at the box office. But if you add that to Elvis and Jurassic World Dominion and this horror movie Black Phone and Lightyear, you have a lot of good. You have the best amount of product in the marketplace since post-COVID, so that's good for the industry. You know, one other bit of TV news: NBC has saved Magnum PI from CBS canceled it. They ordered 2 seasons, 20 episodes, split into two. So Magnum PI fans, if you like that show,
so they're only going to do 10 a year for 2 years. What's the point of that?
Yeah,
why would they do
that's
a full
what
season?
They ordered. So that'll give it a total of 96 episodes in the can with an option for a third season. It was one of the top 25 shows on TV.
Yeah.
Why CBS canceled
it? Because they couldn't come to, I read the story behind the story, they couldn't come to terms with Universal. This is a CBS show and it's being produced by the NBC arm. Universal is Comcast and that's NBC. So why they would go to, and now NBC is going to produce it for itself, but then one wonders if that wasn't the reason that they screwed around with it in the first place. Think about that as we go into the weekend. All right, Chuck, thank you. Happy 4th. It's 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.